This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Some German districts will not use the COVID-19 vaccine received over the weekend on the suspicion the cold chain could have been interrupted during its delivery, a district administrator told Reuters TV. The Lichtenfels district administrator told Reuters TV, quote, there were doubts as to whether the cold chain was maintained at all times, end quote. BioNTech commented and said that the vaccine was probably okay, but probably okay is not enough, end quote, he said, adding that the shots would not be used to prevent damage to the public's trust in the vaccination campaign. U.S. authorities have identified a man they say blew up a motorhome at dawn on Christmas Day in Nashville, Tennessee. DNA testing showed the remains of 63-year-old Anthony Quinn Warner were present in the wreckage. U.S. Attorney Donald Cochran said at a news conference Sunday Warner is believed to have acted alone. He said authorities have not determined a motive. The explosion damaged dozens of buildings and sent three people to the hospital with what police said were non-critical injuries. The trial in China of a group of Hong Kong pro-democracy activists who tried to escape the city for sanctuary in Taiwan opened Monday. This as the United States urged the immediate release of dissidents, it says, quote, fled tyranny, end quote. 10 of the so-called Hong Kong 12 were in court facing charges linked to an illegal border crossing. Chinese authorities took them into custody after the speedboat they used to escape was intercepted in August. China expressed anger Monday after U.S. President Donald Trump signed into law measures to further bolster support for Taiwan and Tibet. The measures were included in a $2.3 trillion pandemic aid and spending package that Mr. Trump